ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi です。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 39. Where's your Japanese headed?
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Japanese Part 101. こんにちは、みなさん。こんにちは、ピーターさん。
こんにちは、ナオミ先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。In this lesson, you'll learn how to say you're going somewhere to do something.
For example, 映画を見に行く。
Go to see a movie. This conversation takes place on?
電車の中。
On the train.The conversation is between
おばあさんと若い男の人。
An old lady? Well, an elderly lady? And a young man. The speakers are strangers. Therefore, the speakers will be using
formal Japanese.
Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more. では聞いてください。
Let's listen to the conversation.
どうぞ座ってください。
どうもありがとうございます。よいしょ。あれ、観光ガイドの下山さん？
違います。
人違い、すみません。でも、本当にそっくりや。ごめんなさい。
いえいえ、おばさんは浅草観光ですか？
ええ、浅草に歌舞伎を見に行きます。今日、主人は孫と六本木に飲みに行ってるから、一人で来ました。あなたも浅草に観光をしに行くの？
いや、俺は家族と食事をしに行きます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
どうぞ座ってください。
どうも、ありがとうございます。よいしょ。あれ？観光ガイドの、下山さん？
違います。
人違い？すみません。でも、本当にそっくり。あはは。ごめんなさい。
いえいえ、おばさんは浅草観光ですか？
ええ、浅草に歌舞伎を見に行きます。今日、主人は孫と六本木に飲みに行っているから、一人で来ました。あなたも浅草に観光をしに行くの？
いや、俺は家族と食事をしに行きます。
今度は英語が入ります。
どうぞ座ってください。
Please have a seat.
どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
よいしょ。あれ、観光ガイドの下山さん？
Are you the tour guide, Mr. Shimoyama?
違います。
No, I'm not.
人違い、すみません。
I'm mistaken. I'm sorry.
でも、本当にそっくりや。
But you're the spitting image of him. Haha.
ごめんなさい。
Sorry about that.
いえいえ。
Not a problem.
おばさんは浅草観光ですか?
Are you going on a tour of Asakusa, ma'am?
ええ。浅草に歌舞伎を見に行きます。
Yes, I'm going to watch kabuki in Asakusa.
今日、主人は孫と六本木に飲みに行ってるから、一人で来ました。
Today, my husband is going drinking with our granddaughter in Roppongi, so I came by myself.
あなたも浅草に観光をしに行くの?
Are you also sightseeing in Asakusa?
いや、俺は家族と食事をしに行きます。
No, I'm going to have a meal with my family.
Naomi 先生、どう思いますか? What do you think?
Oh.Haruya san, いい人ですね。
He gave up the seat for that lady, right? That's very nice of him. Do you often do that, Peter? I bet you don't.
Well, I usually do. When I first came to Japan, I always did.
なんで?なんでしなくなったの? Why you stopped doing it?
Well, I have a really good story. When I first came to Japan, this woman and her child got on the train, and I was sitting with my friend.And the mother sat, but the child was standing. So I stood up and I said, どうぞ座ってください. You know, please sit down. And she wouldn't sit down. And I kept trying to insist she sit down.
Mm.
And while we were talking or trying to talk or communicate, this young guy, must have been about 18, just went and sat down. So it's not quite the custom here in Japan to give up your seat. But recently, that's changed.
でも some old people get upset when someone offered them seat.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not different.
So, I'm not that old. Excuse me. みたいな感じ。そんなに私は年寄りじゃありません。
I'm not old. Yeah. So, there's a couple things about giving up your seat in Japan. There are certain seats set aside for elderly people, pregnant people, or injured people.
そうね。優先席。
Priority seating. And it's usually designated on the train.So, the rest of the train, it's kind of like a free-for-all.
So?
But recently, it's getting better. Like, you know, I think the younger people, their manners are changing.
Mm.
So, if there's an old person, usually a person will stand and let them sit down. I still can't understand, though. Like, sometimes you see a guy and a girl, and the guy is sitting down.
So, so.
And the woman is standing.
So, あのね、日本の男の人は自分が先に座るんですよ。
So, Japanese guys sit down first. Interesting stuff. Okay, on to the vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
座る
To sit.
座る座る
Next.
人違い
Mistaking one person for another.
人違い人違い
Next.
そっくり
Just like.Spitting image.
そっくり。そっくり。
Next.
歌舞伎。
歌舞伎。Japanese classical drama.
歌舞伎。歌舞伎。
Next.
食事。
meal.
食事。食事。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei?What's the first word we'll look at?
人違い。人 means person or people. 違い is a noun and it means difference.
So, 人違い is mistaking one person for another, right?
はい、そうです。If you are a famous person, this word will come in handy, right?
Definitely.
ウィル・スミスさんですか?
いえ、人違いです。
Are you Will Smith?
No, I'm somebody else.
とかね。あとは、そっくりですが、人違いです。is useful too.
I look like him, but I'm not that person.
そうですね。Actually, the next word is そっくり。
そっくり、with a pause in there, is a na adjective, and it means resemble in appearance, look alike, spitting image. Naomi 先生, can we have a sample sentence?
私は、私の父にそっくりです。
I look a lot like my father. Or,I look just like my father. The object that the subject resembles is marked with the particle ni or to.
私は私の父にそっくりです。Or, 私は私の父とそっくりです。父にそっくり。Or, 父とそっくり。
Look like my father?
Yeah, resemble my father.
Spitting image of my father.
ちょっと変?
Nope, that's it. Now, in the dialogue, the older woman said,
本当にそっくり。
Spitting image indeed.
本当に
is an adverb which means indeed and is used to emphasize the following word or phrase.
ピーターさんは誰にそっくりですか?
そうですね。父にそっくりです。
あ、そうなんだ。
So, I look just like my father. Naomi 先生は?
私はおばあちゃんにそっくりです。I shouldn't have said おばあちゃん, but to make things easier, I used the word おばあちゃん on purpose, but 祖母にそっくりです。
It's okay, Naomi 先生, open up. 心を開いてください。Open up, let it out. On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you learn how to say you're going somewhere to do something. In the dialogue, the older woman said,
浅草に歌舞伎を見に行きます。
Literally, go to Asakusa to see kabuki. But the subject is the speaker. So, I'll go to Asakusa to see kabuki. Now, since the subject is clear from the context, the subject is omitted. Naomi-sensei, can you put the subject in and say the sentence again to make things clear?
私は浅草に歌舞伎を見に行きます。
I'm going to Asakusa to see kabuki. This lesson's target phrase is
見に行きます。
To go see. Now, in Japanese, to go somewhere with a purpose is expressed by the masu stem of a verb plus the particle ni. So we have this sentence pattern.
Masu stem of a verb plus ni iku.
To go in order to do. Let's illustrate with some examples. To look is
見る.
The masu form is
見ます.
The masu stem is
見.
Now we add
に行く.
The particle ni. And the verb 行く. And we get
見に行く.
To go to see.
歌舞伎を見に行く.
To go to see 歌舞伎.
映画を見に行く.
To go to see movies.
ブロードウェイにミュージカルを見に行く.
I'm going to Broadway to see a musical.
いいですね.
It's nice, right?
うん.
Let's have one more example. Naomi-sensei, in Japanese, the verb to do is
する.
The masu stem is
し.
So,How do you say to go to do?
しに行く.
So, to go study?
勉強しに行く. イギリスに英語を勉強しに行く.
I'll go to England to study English.
スペインにスペイン語を勉強しに行く.
I'll go to Spain to study Spanish.
私はスペインにサグラダ・ファミリアを見に行きたいですね.
So, you'd like to go to Spain to see Sagrada Familia?
そうですね, someday.I don't have enough paid holidays.
Now, one quick thing I'd like to point out from my own personal experience, my own personal learning experience. You know, when you first start learning Japanese, you learn that the direction particle is e, like 日本へ行きます. I'll go to Japan. But the particle ni is when you have a purpose. So, I'll go to Tokyo is different than I'm going to Tokyo to study, which would be
日本に日本語を勉強しに行く。
I'll go to Japan to study Japanese. So you're going somewhere with a purpose or focus, rather than just going there to see what happens.
なるほどね。皆さんはどこに何をしに行きたいですか?教えてください。
Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
それじゃあまた。
どうぞ座ってください。
どうもありがとうございます。よいしょ。あれ、観光ガイドの下山さん?
違います。
ああ、人違い、ああ、すみません。でも、本当にそっくり。 ごめんなさい。
いえいえ、おばさんは浅草観光ですか？
ええ、浅草に歌舞伎を見に行きます。ああ、今日主人は孫と六本木に飲みに行ってるから一人で来ました。あなたも浅草に観光をしに行くの？
いや、俺は家族と食事をしに行きます。